Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Conversations with My Dog. I'm Mahani Jahangiri. I am the author, yoga instructor, and the creator of Doga, Yoga for You and Your Dog. And this podcast aims to bring dog lovers together to discuss the impact they have on our lives. Now, I'm so excited to speak to Tom Palladino, a researcher and humanitarian seeking to make a difference in the world by providing people with the education and tools to restore his undergraduate years after developing a deep admiration for the father of scalar energy research, Nikola Tesla. Tom pursued a course of independent studies seeking to better understand and harness scalar. Now, it's an honor to have him on the show today. Hi, Tom. Hello. How are you? Namaste.
Namaste.
First of all, I have to tell you, you're the first researcher we had on this show. And I was a little worried that I wouldn't understand what you're going to be talking about, that I may be slightly undereducated or inexperienced or a bit stupid.
No, don't say that, Mahani. No, this is very simple and you're very intelligent. Everybody's intelligent.
That's fantastic. That's a good start. But first of all, what I read here is, if you don't mind me explaining to our listeners, scalar waves, also referred to as longitudinal waves or Tesla waves, are often talked about in quantum physics, and they are all around us. These waves are a natural form of energy shaped like an hourglass, and all your cells and your DNA operate on this hourglass scalar shape. Now, I'm a yogi. Why didn't I hear about this before?
It's a shame. You should have. If you look at the composition of a scalar wave, it has phi embodied in it. And that is that divine proportion, 1.618. Anyway, every scalar wave is a phi perpetuator, if you will. And if you see the phi ratio throughout creation, it draws its reference. It is created by a phi spiral, which is a scalar wave. So a scalar energy wave is responsible for the life pattern of the universe, which is phi.
I mean, all I heard about, there's a book called The Life of Phi. That's all I know. And explain phi to us, just to go all the way back. Let's start from the beginning. I want to learn from the beginning. So
it's a transcendent number. And we see this this transcendent number mathematically. It's 1.618 point. It's a never-ending number. And we see that pattern throughout creation. Some people call that the Fibonacci sequence or the divine proportion. So you see all through nature, this phi principle, this proportion, this divine proportion or this sacred number. And a lot of people have always mused, they've considered, where does this come from? Well, it's very simple. It comes from the source of light. It comes from God, the creator. So if you look at a scalar wave, there's a major groove and a minor groove. And the major groove is 1.618 times the length of the minor groove. So embodied in a scalar wave is the ratio, is the divine proportion, 1.618. So if that scalar wave with that double helix has embodied in it, has this property of 1.618 phi, and then that scalar wave propagates throughout the universe. So phi, this Fibonacci sequence, so to speak, is now incorporated by nature.
I'm flabbergasted. didn't know anything about this. So our DNA inhabits this scalar wave, every cell.
Our DNA is a standing scalar wave. If you've ever asked yourself, how does this double helix that has, it's almost like a twisted ladder, DNA, how does it perpetuate? What gives it its instructions? It's scalar energy. And various scalar energy researchers have been able to manipulate DNA with a scalar instrument. So scalar energy can create the DNA molecule, or it can, frankly, break it down. I'll explain to the audience how I can break down the DNA of viruses, the RNA of viruses, a little bit later.
Mm, yeah, because that was I was going to come to that straight away. It's like, oh, do you have a cure? But yeah, definitely. Let's go back to you. Can I ask about your background? What is your primarily, how do you found scalar waves, and what is your background? What is your your history in this?
Well, throughout my collegiate career, I always wanted to invent. I always wanted to really get on the bandwagon, so to speak, of scalar energy. But I saw that very few researchers have ever mastered this science. Tesla was one of them. Very few men or women have ever mastered scalar energy, for the distinct reason most people don't realize it's a different dimension. It's not electromagnetic. So after a collegiate career, I decided to do this on my own and to study, to trailblaze, if you will, because I don't have anybody to rely on presently. I'm one of the few scalar energy researchers in the world. Now, that doesn't detract from people who study electromagnetic theory. That's wonderful. But this is not electromagnetic in character. What am I saying? There's two energies. One is electromagnetic and one is scalar. And I've chosen the path that is not as well traveled, the scalar energy path. So this is new and groundbreaking research. As far as I'm concerned, what I have achieved has never been accomplished before. I believe I am the trailblazer.
Wow. But Thomas Edison, he knew about scalar waves, right? Why didn't he go with those?
I don't know. I don't know if Edison had that breadth of that depth of knowledge. Tesla did. Now, Nikola Tesla was the father of AC electricity. But later in his life, Tesla saw the merit of scalar energy, and he was developing scalar energy instruments later in his life. And Tesla really has two careers. His first career was with AC electricity. The latter years were with scalar energy. Many people don't quite realize that.
And when you say divine energy, can you describe what does divine mean to you?
Well, this is what I've noticed of scalar energy. It never decays. It never dies off. There's no entropy. There's no die-off. So it's perpetual energy. If you look at electricity and magnetism, it experiences entropy, a die-off, a degradation of the signal. Scalar energy is perpetual energy. So it lasts for eternity. And a lot of people have to look at the source of scalar energy, and essentially the storehouses of scalar energy are the stars. The stars are perpetual. This is why if you look at the universe, the only model that works is a universe powered by scalar energy. This is why the stars are perpetual. And the perpetual energy is scalar energy, and scalar energy never fades, it never decays, there's no entropy, there's no die-off. So if you will, the fundament of this universe is a scalar energy universe. All energy begins as scalar energy inside the stars. That's the mystery of the universe that most people miss. The stars are not electromagnetic orbs. The stars are scalar energy celestial orbs.
When you say celestial, let's go deeper. Because I have experienced angels around me. I don't see them, but I feel them. I get a certain vibration, or I get frequency or whatever. I feel like they're speaking to me, or I see a little bit more white light around me in certain areas. And is this scalar? Is this scalar? Are angels scalars? The celestials, the angel Gabriel?
Yes. Because they're perpetual. They're eternal. An angel cannot die. And if you've ever seen photographs of angels, some people have photographed angels, it's a bright white light. It's scalar light. All angels are composed of scalar light. So if you go to heaven, I believe there is a heaven, there's only scalar light, perpetual energy.
So as a researcher, you have a specific faith, a Catholic or Christian, or did you study, you know, did you grow up with the Bible, or are you a Buddhist or something?
I'm a cradle Catholic.
You're a Christian.
And I use mysticism in my research.
Although that's not in favor. I don't think the Catholics like mysticism too much.
No, they don't.
They don't. So that's unique.
I would say many people in the Catholic Church are intimidated by it. But it's a shame if you read the Bible, it's nothing but a mystical accounting of God's love for us. Now, it cannot be explained by human reasoning. See, this is the obstacle that so many people have. Nobody can understand God. Nobody can explain God. And when we put our human reasoning in and we try and put God in a box, so to speak, it'll never work. God is beyond our understanding, our comprehension. So I use mysticism coupled with my scientific research, my scientific inquiry, and I join those two forces, mysticism and scientific research, and I'm the better for it. Because there's some things that I cannot learn scientifically that I can learn by way of faith, by way of mysticism. And then I prove my mysticism by way of scientific inquiry, by way of a scientific example. And the two really are traveling partners. And it's a shame in this world a lot of people make that division. There is no division.
But it was the church who divided it, science and God, didn't it? The division happened right there, didn't it?
It's hard to speak. I don't want to make general terms. But let's just say that some people have this preconceived notion that science and religion are opposed to one another. I don't agree with that at all. I think they both complement one another.
And are there, like Einstein, he must have had did he have faith in God? Did he believe in a God?
Well, many of these men, these great scientists, they had to have some type of supernatural power, some type of supernatural reasoning. Now, I would say most of the scientists today who are making these groundbreaking discoveries are guided by God. And if their outcome is good, then it has to be God's doing. Now, I will also say this, that there is an evil side to this, and there are demonic forces, and those demonic forces can impart wisdom, knowledge. So I don't want to get too deep into this, but I will affirm that mysticism is real, and that provided you're guided by God, by the Holy Spirit, the outcome is going to be favorable.
And does this also, do you believe in past lives, reincarnation? Does that exist, or can you carry a past life in your DNA?
I don't believe that. I believe we live once and we die. I don't believe in past lives, but I do believe that we inherit our ancestors' good points and their bad points.
Absolutely. I had some incredible experiences with my grandmother, who passed away 35 years ago. And maybe I can just share this with you. Maybe you can explain this to me, but I had a very strong notion about 8-9 years ago that she had lied about her life. And as I was speaking to my mom, I had a very physical sensation and awakening in me, like a sensation in my body that my grandmother was either talking through me or with me or explaining something to me that felt like a physical manifestation. So I felt like she had aborted about 7 children. And I turned to my mom and I said, I think Nana lied about everything. She must have had a lot more children. And I think she lied about absolutely everything. And my mother looked at me and went, what are you talking about? And I said, I'm so sorry, but I think your mother is not who she said she was, even though, you know, she passed away 30 years ago. Anyway, hair standing moment. A lady contacts me on Facebook 2 years later and she looks exactly like my mom. But she's just bigger and she has a different name. And she asked me for my grandmother's name. She says, can we ask you what your grandmother's name was? And I'm not going to reveal it to my listeners, but I confirmed it was the same name. And she said, we have the same grandmother. And turns out later that my grandmother abandoned 7 children, left her family during the war, start a new life, left the whole family behind with seven kids. Exactly the same number that I felt. I don't know why I'm... But this for me was crazy, you know, this is the first time I didn't understand if I'm crazy, if I'm psychic or, you know, are there, who's talking to me here? This is madness. You know, it's like a movie set. You can't explain it. And, it, you know, you could go crazy. How would you describe that kind of those revelations in life?
It is a revelation. And the scientific analog for a revelation is scalar energy or scalar light. And if you can tap into something that's unknown, then that's a gift from God, which is the scalar energy matrix or the scalar energy storage of information or wisdom or the knowledge. Some people call it the Akashic records. So this is what's so incredible. Those who are clairvoyant have the gift of scalar energy. Those who enjoy prophecy, true prophecy, are communicated from by God by way of scalar energy, scalar light. Those who have these supernatural wisdom, this supernatural ability, have this gift of scalar light. So God is working through a paradigm. You know, this is not chaotic. And God works through scalar light. He manifests himself through scalar light. So if you had this gift of prescience or this gift of you had knowledge of your grandmother's life, then that's a download or that's an afflatus, call it what you will. But the animating force is scalar energy because it's the perfect information source.
So you talk about chakras as well. The yoga tradition, do you incorporate that in your research and everything? Have you brought this together?
Yes, there are seven chakras or seven meridians. And I have found that my scalar energy instrument has a profound influence on our seven chakras. I would say that the chakra balancing will serve to balance our brain waves, align our seven chakras. In many ways, people say this helps them develop a deep dream state. Others might say that the chakra balancing helps them overcome phobias or fears or addictions, you know, chemical drug addiction, alcohol addiction. And I say to myself, this is wonderful, but I remind people, it's not me, it's the animating force. It's scalar light. So this instrument that I have can impart that divine light and balance the brain waves and balance the seven chakras.
And can you describe that instrument that you've just created?
In length, it's probably 7 feet long. It weighs a good 200 pounds. It was developed initially by an American inventor, Galen Hieronymus, and I've modified it and I've perfected it. It has a lot of circuitry. It has a vacuum tube, a capacitor. At the very end of the instrument, so to speak, there are two Tesla coils, and those Tesla coils propagate the scalar wave, the longitudinal wave. So this is a custom-built laboratory. These are custom-built instruments. Again, I believe I'm the trailblazer in this science. And I believe what I've discovered will someday be embraced by the world.
And it helps with animals as well.
Yes.
Can you give me some examples?
Let me make this clear first. How do I work with this instrument? I work with people's photographs. This is my photograph. Oh. Now, people will email their photograph to me. I never work in person because a scalar energy instrument can pick up the energy, the scalar energy signature on a photograph. Through that photograph, acting through the force field on that photograph, I can balance the chakras. I can break down. I can eliminate, disassemble, parasites, viruses. I'm able to deliver nutrition by way of that photograph. So this is a new science.
And are there other scalar researchers like you that are you connecting with around the world? And
no, I don't know of any other researcher except one in Germany. His name is Konstantin Mell. That's the only other researcher that I see has developed what I would consider to be bona fide scalar energy instruments. Again, this is very difficult. These are not electrical instruments.
And can you describe the difference between the electromagnetic wave and the scalar wave, just in terms of shape, so we can get a little bit of an idea?
Sure. To revisit, a scalar wave is a double helix. And by ratio and proportion, a scalar wave is the exact proportion of our DNA. So look at a textbook and look at our DNA. You have a major groove and a minor groove. That is the exact composition, the exact ratio and proportion of a scalar wave. Now, if you were to take that double helix, the double helix, and break it down, and one portion would form then electricity and the other would form magnetism, that's the degraded form of scalar energy, which will convert into electricity and magnetism. So you have the double helix. If you break it down, it becomes electricity and magnetism. So electricity and magnetism are a subset of scalar energy. All energy from the stars initiates as scalar energy, and therefrom the electromagnetic energy will represent a subset or derivative of scalar energy.
So this scalar energy, I mean, what would our world look like if scalar energy was used? Can you describe the future?
So imagine we no longer need power plants, and all you have to do is capture star energy. And this is what Nikola Tesla had successfully achieved by a tower in Colorado Springs and a tower in Long Island, New York. He was able to capture star energy, and he was going to send that star energy, scalar energy, throughout the world. It would be relatively inexpensive energy. It'd be certainly clean. There's no electromagnetic smog, and it would be an infinite source of energy. So scalar energy will in consummate fashion end the energy crisis. Why do we have an energy crisis? Because of scarcity and because of distribution problems. As you realize, the stars are infinite, and we only have to capture star energy, scalar energy, and then just broadcast it throughout the world. So there's no scarcity anymore. Scalar energy is an infinite source of energy. And once we start using scalar energy, you will no longer have an energy crisis.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Vernon Kay.
And I'm Holly Mackay.
And we're here to tell you about our brand new podcast, Parenting Past the Pandemic, brought to you by Aviva.
Yes, we're going to be delving into a whole heap of parenting topics, from the generational gap to online safety.
And some of the big topics which have come up through the pandemic, such as helping to manage our kids' anxieties and how we can affect the world they'll grow into.
Parenting Past the Pandemic. Find it wherever you found this podcast.
I did see on your video some of your I think it was YouTube videos where you have a device, you hold up an electric device, and it's still wrapped up and it's not working, and you're just passing it through past the thing, and it just lights up. And
if I hold a fluorescent tube close to my instrument, it will animate. So the ambient energy, the radiant energy from my instrument will illuminate, will excite a fluorescent tube, so it illuminates. I've also noticed if I place my cell phone close to my instrument, my cell phone will not work because the scalar energy will override the electromagnetic field. Scalar energy will override the electromagnetic force field of the cell phone, and the cell phone will no longer work, cannot recognize the scalar energy force field because the phone is only going to recognize electricity and magnetism, electromagnetic signal. So anytime I bring my phone or my computer next to my instrument, my phone will not work, my computer will not work, because those two devices only will recognize electromagnetic energy, and a scalar energy environment will override a computer or a cell phone.
Which makes me think, aging. Can you reverse the aging process with scalar energy? I don't know. It's just...
I cannot reverse it, but I believe I can slow it down. And I'll speak for myself. I'm 61 years of age, and I don't feel like I'm 60. Well, it's, you know, that's hard to say. I've never been 61 before, so I have no benchmark to compare that. But the people that I've worked with for years have told me that they believe that this is slowing down the aging process, and I believe they're accurate. I believe that's an accurate statement.
Because when we do yoga, I mean, my teacher, he's 50, but he looks like 15 because he does his daily practice at 2 a.m. in the morning and strong, you know, through the breathing practice, which they call prana. Is that what we're talking about? Inhale, exhale, prana?
Yes. So there are many cultures around the world that have appreciated scalar energy. Synonymous terms are prana, chi, om, zero point energy, matrix. So people for millennia have recognized there is a divine energy. And it is that om, that chi, that prana, that life force energy. That's what I'm working with. It's not electricity. So many people, many philosophies have embraced this all-encompassing energy, scalar energy. It's om, it's prana.
Which is what I do with the dogs for some reason. Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly.
It works. It's very real.
I was doing a meditation just now because there's... Well, in China, they have this dog meat festival on Monday. It's called Yulin Dog Meat Festival. And it's horrendous. They're eating dogs. But before they eat them, they slaughter. And it's a lot of negative energy. Well, negative, how can I say? It's violent. It is violent. You know, it's about the I and the ego and all this. And so we're doing this meditation. I'm trying to reverse the energy within me and my listeners about finding the I and the ego within ourselves first, and then releasing the I through all these meditations like Om Shanti, you know, releasing through sound vibration and reversing, in a way, reversing time. So as if it wouldn't happen. Do you see what I mean? Because we're visualizing that it's not happening. We're sending light out to the person who's actually doing it. I believe this has a ripple effect and we can change this. But in this dimension that you're talking about, okay, this is crazy, but we could reverse it immediately. There's parallel universes. You see where I'm going with this? Like, am I tapping into something, but I'm not quite understanding it yet?
If scalar energy is a perfect information system, if we ever lived in a perfect information system, there would be no disease. You would never age. You would not die. You would have perfect memory, perfect wisdom. And that's where I want to go with this. I want to introduce a new way of living. The electromagnetic universe paradigm model, it's for the birds. It's death. It's decay. I'd much rather live in a scalar energy environment and have perfect wisdom, perfect memory, never age, and never be susceptible to death.
How many people have you treated over the course of how many years?
I work with many Christian missionaries and social activists around the world. We've already worked with, say, 200 million people, 300 million people. Yeah, sometimes we have people who will photograph entire villages in Africa or India. You know, there are some days that I receive 5,000, 10,000 photographs a day.
It's definitely is a process. I mean, I can only relate to you the way I visualized yoga for you and your dog. I mean, I was in Los Angeles and I had an epiphany. I had white light coming through me when I sort of heard the voice of God or whatever saying, you will be doing this with animals. You will be sending out yoga and combining that with animals and creating this hub. You will link up yoga with animals and the animals will respond and reciprocate. So it wasn't about, it was like about a communication thing. It was very clear, like, and that's your mission. And you're going to be doing this. And you've done this all your life or lifetimes. That was the feeling, like a profound sense of mission. And sometimes I feel I'm not moving forward at all. It's like 25,000 steps back with COVID when we weren't allowed to interact. And, you know, and I thought Zoom doesn't do the same thing. And I really like direct connection. But it's funny. It actually does do the same thing. Funnily enough, I found out through a laptop, you can do the same connection as well. So it's so powerful, this thing that I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing. Using yoga technology, basically, to combine with humans and animals, the animal kingdom with the human, to respond and connect in a communication, in a language that we have not yet discovered. And Nostradamus even predicted that we will be telepathic. Eventually will be higher light beings that completely communicate.
You see how scalar energy is going to unite the world? It's a universal language. It's simple. It's easy. It abets everybody. It's life enhancing. This is the new language of the universe. It's the new energy of the universe. It's the new way of living. It's the unifier. Scalar energy will unite mankind.
Where can we see? Are there any before and after videos or you don't show that?
On my website, we have 3,000, 4,000 testimonies, but they're all anonymous. And as far as if somebody wants to share their story, very few people have been forthcoming and wanted to share it by way of video. I do have some video testimonies, but I think the best thing is for people to experience our free trial and see if they like it, see if it resonates with them.
And can you tell us a little bit more about the free trial?
Sure. I believe in order to heal the world, to cure the world, you're going to have to treat most of the world for free. So we have a 15-day free trial on the website. The website is scalarlight.com. Anybody in the world can go to the website. Now, remember, you're going to email us your photograph. You can email us your photograph of your entire family, friends.
And dogs, cats.
Cats, yeah. Please, oh, your gosh. Pets, dogs, cats, horses. If you have a farm animal, send those, your livestock, send their photographs. And we will work with you for free for 15 days. We'll balance your chakras. We will eradicate the microbes, the pathogens, and we will also create nutrients for you. And we do that for 15 days. You're under our sessions. They're 24 hours a day sessions. And most people and animals feel better after 15 days. Most people say that they can see that scalar energy has improved their quantum health. Now, remember, I'm working with your photograph through the quantum realm. You don't visit an office. This is non-physical. All of this is done in a scalar energy paradigm by way of a scalar energy instrument interfacing with your photographic force field.
Because people say, oh, how can you notice anything from a photograph? How do you know from a photograph? But you know a lot from a photograph. A photograph, a person's personality radiates from a photograph. I used to look at my girlfriend's boyfriends, ex-boyfriends, or so-called dogs. You know, I was like, nah, he's not for you. Nah, he's full of negativity. don't go there. She's like, how do you know from a picture? And I said, I just know. You know, and it turned out exactly that way. So it does make a lot of sense. It really does make a lot of sense. I'm actually thinking about my dad now because he has Parkinson's and the medication's not working. He's extremely negative. His past is following up with him. His brain's not functioning to the best of its ability. He's very anxious. He's very erratic. And, you know, he lives in Switzerland. I'm here and I do chant for him. But I wish there would be something I could do to help him properly. I will send a picture over of my dad, definitely. That would be amazing. Well, this is incredible. I mean, I could talk to you forever, but I just, in the long run, I really hope this is going to work out for you in this lifetime. I'm very excited about scalar waves, and I will spread the message.
Thank you. We need it. We're all grassroots for various reasons that I touched upon. I don't get support from government or academia or big business because this is a threat to government, academia, and big business. So we're all grassroots.
But everything with a grass root has a root. And if it has a root, it will grow. It has to have a root first. A lot of things don't have roots. And I really believe that the whole triangular system of power and money, all that, that's just going to collapse eventually. You know, it's all going to descend. And compassion's the main thing. I mean, this is the power. This is the waves of compassion, the ripple, you know, everything will sort itself out. And definitely roots are the most important thing. Yeah, it has to grow from within, from below. But it's such an honor to speak to you, and I could speak forever with you, and I hope to have you back on the show. If you have anything to show us at some point, a dog with your device, anything, it would be so amazing. But yeah, we really want to see you again on the show. It would be great to see you again, maybe in a year or something like that.
Please, let's do that. I have to get the word out again. We're all grassroots. I really appreciate this opportunity. Thank you for your effort, and we'll do that.
Absolutely. And on that note, I'm going to bring my palms, my hands into prayer position and bow my head in tradition. Namaste and Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening to Conversations with My Dog. Make sure to hit the follow button so you never miss an episode. Follow us on Instagram at Conversations with My Dog to keep up to date with all of our latest news. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please, please leave us a review and a 5-star rating. It helps others to find us. And talking of spreading the news, please tell another person about the podcast and help us reach more people. We'll be back with another episode, same time, same place, next week. Namah Pa.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.